You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast that explores the intersections of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, and I'm here to help you wake up to your true spiritual nature. You, listener, are an eternal light being having a temporary human experience here on lovely planet Earth. And there is a shift going on right now that you signed up to be here for. And don't you forget it. As always, I encourage you to think, feel, and know the truth for yourself. Take what resonates and leave the rest. The Great Awakening is multifaceted, many-leveled, and many-layered. There are spiritual truths which are now allowed to be revealed for the first time, and there are dark truths on the 3D level of our experiences that have been hidden from us for eons that are now coming into the light. I am interested in the truth, and if you are too, I urge you, especially now, do your own research. Understand that there is more going on here than meets the eye, both on the spiritual levels and the material 3D levels. This is Season 5, The Great Awakening. In this season, we are focusing on what many are calling the Great Awakening currently happening on planet Earth. As I have stated previously, this might be a really long season since I anticipate this Great Awakening continuing on for quite some time. So far this season, I have created both episodes based on information that I think is important to share, and also guest episodes so other awesome people can share their views and their tools during these transformative times. And today, we are going to welcome Master Numerologist Darlene Chadbourne back on to the show to talk about what the numbers say about 2020 and beyond. Darlene is a master numerologist who lives in Wells, Maine. She uses numerology as a basis for mentoring men and women through changes according to their original passions and purpose that they entered this life to accomplish. She empowers people to know who they are and who they have the potential to be through their personal numbers. The majority of her clients are ages 35 through 65, looking to develop their own true authenticity that many refer to as the I Am. You may also hear it referred to as midlife changes. Darlene has worked with clients for nearly 30 years, from newborns to those in their 80s, both nationally and internationally by phone, computer, and in person. She has been interviewed on the radio, done many public speaking events, and written magazine articles. She loves to teach classes and speak to groups. Give her an audience, and her passion for what she does comes alive and is amplified. Darlene also recently published a book called Freedom Through Numbers by Finding Your I Am. And my copy is waiting for me as soon as I get back to the US. I can't wait to read it. Darlene was a guest on my show for the first time last year for episode 33, which was an awesome introduction into numerology and how it works. So please check out that episode if you are inclined. It may help you to understand this peek into 2020 a bit more. And with that, let's get right into the interview. Are you ready? Let's get meta. I want to welcome Darlene Chadbourne back to the podcast. Hello, Darlene. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for the invite. This is an exciting subject matter.
I'm so excited to have you on today. I'm super grateful that you wanted to come back on the show to talk about what is going on in the world right now and this year of 2020 and beyond. So let's just jump right into it. Darlene, what's your take? See, this season of mine is called the Great Awakening. It's been going on since May 1st. And what is your take on what's going on in the world right now?
Well, my take is I have been hearing for years about the time that we're in now. Of course, I didn't know what it would look like, but I'm very grateful to Spirit that I am still here to witness this great awakening, this great changing of energy from one phase to another in our overall bigger history than what we're familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Do you want to say anything more about that?
Well, I think the whole piece about the Great Awakening is the time frame that is both astrological, astronomy-wise, and time-changing. And my whole career has been focused on time and numbers, but it's just the fact that to be witness to what is going on. And I think the most important thing for us to remember, for as much duality and ups and downs and fear-mongering that's going on, we need to just be the witness, just the observer. If we can stay out of the one side or the other and just be the observer, because duality is a piece of this, but it's not the type of duality we're in right now that needs to come forth.
I think that's a really important point. And I love that you brought that up. I haven't even told you this yet, but my co-creator and I in the production company we have just started this web series called Wake Updates. And that's exactly what we do, is we intentionally go from kind of the 3D perspective to the 4D perspective and then to the 5D perspective. And we just tune in just to see what's coming through. And that 4D perspective, which is what we've been seen as that observer role, like very much like taking a step back, taking your emotions out of it, taking your beliefs and thoughts and everything out of it. And it allows for so much more peace and, yes, and so much more comprehension almost than just kind of staying in the 3D. So this is a very important piece. I'm so glad you brought that up.
And it's a powerful time. I mean, we don't want to eliminate what a great experience it is to be here, right, as a human being right now.
Right.
Okay. And I think as souls, we've chosen to be here to witness this or participate in whatever our power and passion is that we can share with others.
Right. Absolutely. That's so important. Well, let's hop into it then. What do the numbers say about the year 2020?
Well, it's an extreme focus on the digits of the new millennium. The 2020, of course, carries that energy like the year 2000,
right,
and the year 2002 did with the zeros and the two. So the magnification of both of them is what we have not experienced since 18 years ago at, wow, 2002. And we have come to this point. And I think it's important to understand the big transformation that is happening, because most all of us that are walking the earth, and the majority, were born in 19-something.
Right.
So we were very accustomed to the 1 and 9 energy always being there, okay, our whole life, except for the newer souls that are here with the millennium change and born after 2000. So with being so comfortable with that 19 energy, it is really going to be interesting that we've had 1 year and then that 2000 year plus the years up to 2010 that we didn't have the one energy.
Right.
Okay. And then the one was brought back in the teens. And then we had 19 again in 2019.
Right.
And that 19 has been very important for where we've come from. But opening our arms to the teamwork of the two and the backing of spirit with the zero is what we need to do now. But it is really difficult to step out of that 1 and 9 energy, which is so much represents the old paradigm, because you figure for 1,000 years, society has been under the 1 energy.
Right.
Okay. And now we're going into this 21st century of the 2 leading the way in everything. And that is why things are in sort of an uproar, you might say, because the old paradigm is having a very difficult time letting go. And that foundation crumbling that kept that 19 energy going for so many years. But the 1 is about the self. And we were all also worried about survival. And everything was about the survival of the self until a lot of energy came in that was power over others, which is a negative side of a 1 energy when you put power over others. So these are the old paradigm energies that we're coming out of. So with that, we need the solid foundation of a new 4 energy. This is what the overall energy is for 2020, is the double 2s give us a 4 year. But when we are leaving behind that 1 and the 9 of 2019 and moving forward, we will have that opportunity to say goodbye to that energy. But the other thing is, we will not see this same combination of numbers, 2, 0, 1, 9, again until 2091.
Wow.
There will not be another 4-digit combination until then that includes the 1 and the 9 with in the 2000s.
This is fascinating to me. I mean, you just broke it down to really explain, like, we've been in 19, 19, 19 for so long, and even 1 leading, and then having 2019 literally be the last time that we are going to see 19 for a really long time. This is really big. I mean, it sounds really big. Is it really big?
It is really big, because that 1 combination of energy, we sort of revisited that 19 so strongly last year, is not going to be the same ever again until most of us are going to be on the other side or come back as in another lifetime by 2091. You know, so it's a reminder of the 20th century being left behind. But there will be no choice but to move fully into the 21st century now that we've passed that point of crossroads and choices. There's no going back. There's no more unknown path of going forward as to where we're going. We know it's going to be in the 2 energy, but it's sometimes the unknown is very scary and fearful, and we want to revert back to what we know because it feels safe. And this is where we have to make the break from what has felt safe is no longer safe for us.
Right.
We have to change. This is where the awakening comes in. And it's all about, you know, the 1 is about leadership, guiding others as a teacher. That's the positive side. And the negative side is the abuse of power and narcissism, selfish energy. Me, myself, and I reigns in the chaos of the crimes against humanity. Yes. And possessions are more important than people. I mean, we're seeing that so blatantly now. So, but with this 2020, the multiple zeros of the year 2000, again, double zeros in 2002. And again, we had double zeros in 2010. That has been spirit just infusing and infusing that uplifting of energy. And that's why we need to change our levels from third dimension to fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and keep reaching for those higher dimensions. Wow. You know, what was going on back in your life when all those zeros were happening like they are this year? And previous to the millennium change, we had a zero once every decade only. Right. You know, 1910, 1920, 1930, every 10 years.
And now we're going to have it, now we have a zero in every year moving
every
forward for
year
a really long time.
Until we get to 21, yeah, the next century. You know, we have the infusion of spirit to help us with this. And that's the biggest piece to remember. We are not here just trudging along independently by ourselves, even though it feels that way some days. Because the zero, you know what it gives us? It gives us unlimited possibilities. And yeah, the unbelievable becoming believable. Zero brings with it that possibility of revelations of our spiritual being in its fully expanded state.
I love that.
Mm.
So we're basically going to live out with at least one zero energy in this lifetime.
Oh, yes, definitely.
If not two, depending on the year. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And some people have referred to this time period because it is very much involved in the astrological perspective of leaving the Piscean age and going into the Aquarius age, which I think the culmination of what I've been reading of that, where they can definitely say that we're in the age of Aquarius, is sometime in December. And there's a planetary alignment in December. So it's right at the end of this year and just before next year.
That is amazing. I was just going to ask you what the remainder of this year might have in store with us if we're looking at the numbers. And that is, that sounds like it's quite something to look forward to. I think that a lot of folks have thought that the age of Aquarius happened right away when it turned from 1999 to 2000.
Yes, and that is it's a misconception because I think we were all so anxious for it to change.
Right, right.
Really, and it has to do with where the planets are and who's in what, and astrology's way over my head. That's college level. I'm in kindergarten numerology.
I remember you saying that the first time you were on the show, is that the difference is, numerology is a lot easier. But for me, you can get so much from the numbers, and I'm just seeing that from my personal readings with you. It's incredible.
Right.
And then I kind of look at astrology and I'm like, how do people even attempt that? I think numerology is complex enough. It's amazing.
Right. Right. Well, another comment I'd like to make about the zero,
please,
is in that being an uplifting spiritual energy, I like to think of it like the oil that keeps the machinery running smoothly.
Okay.
Ears intermeshed and working in smooth harmony. And if we can remember those zeros in gratitude and just keep saying, thank you, Spirit, for keeping me safe where I am and going forward. Because going forward with the flow is all that this is about right now. We have to self-propel ourselves into the future and open ourselves up for manifesting a future that nobody's telling us what it is, but spiritually, we probably very much know where we're going. It's just right, not relatable in our everyday practical terms yet.
I completely agree with that. That is fascinating. I love it.
Mm.
I love it.
It's just important. But then the two, we don't want to forget about the two in all this, because it becomes more of a part of our awareness now as far as the energy of teamwork, community, and cooperation as we become a bigger part of the whole. Because oneness is a part of working together and not they belong to that team and I belong to this team and I can't interact with that team because I, you know, and that taking sides bit. And this is a more of a new agey type concept, but it's where we're going. For the next 10 years, we're going to have the influence of those double twos, which are about relationships, peace at all cost, feminine energy. Is the two is an even number, which all the even numbers are a feminine energy. It's why we see more focus on femininity, why the focus of many feminine famous people are becoming more empowered than was ever possible before. So that two energy is calling forth the balance of male-female energy. And the Aquarian age is more about being androgynous, I think is the term.
Androgynous?
Androgynous, yeah. Not just male, not just female, but a male-female complex that both the men have the feminine within them and the women have the masculine within them. And they're both equally balanced, which makes them equal across the board. And so that's a lot of what we're trying to get out of this particular time in history going forward, in my opinion.
I love that you're saying this right now. I just want to bolster that idea. I've been getting the same concepts for a while now through my own meditations and my own knowings. And that's kind of where I think other people have gotten lost, is it's not going to flip to being imbalanced on the feminine side as it has been on the masculine side for so long.
We've already done the matriarchal society before the patriarchal. Now we need the balance of the two.
Right. And I, for one, am so looking forward to that, because it's been obvious to me for a long time, just in who I am in this lifetime and how I embodied, that we all have both.
Exactly.
You know, we all have both, but it's time to for everyone to see that and to not only see it, but to be it and embody that. I love that that's what the numbers are showing.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very, very much so. And, you know, the next question is, can community override individuality and power over others? And can we hope for an end to the narcissism and filling the pockets of the 1%? That's the downside of that one energy that's on its way out.
Right.
And we will have it next year because of the 2021 energy. So the one is going to be back. And we really need to focus on staying in the power of the one. And for me, the power of the one is each of us realizing our own self-importance and what our purpose is in being here on the planet right now. And if we can just claim our own self-importance, not worry about what everybody else is doing, but stand tall in who we are with confidence and go forward, a lot of this will be healed on its own.
Wow, that's perfect. I was just going to ask you what you felt next year looked like with the numbers. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
Just the fact that the one will not return again until 2031.
Wow.
So we're going to be without the nine and without that one energy for those 10-year periods. So the concentration of the twos is important. And then when we get to 2022, well, we've really got a lot of two energy. And I'm hoping by that time, things are really settled in the balancing aspect of life. Okay, that male-female balancing and the balance of power equally around the globe. And that is an important piece that we're seeing, that power over others played out constantly. It's our warring energy, you know, this whole, I need what you have, and all this energy does not fit the new pattern at all.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you, I was going to ask you what the 2022, just, I know that's so far ahead maybe for some of us, but like with all those twos, and then you have the zero of the spirit and spirituality, as I've been learning from you, just for the listeners who maybe missed your first interview on the podcast, and I'm going to refer back to that. But
okay,
what does the two energy bring?
Well, the two energy is that complete balance, okay? It's teamwork, cooperation. It's the power behind the throne versus the power over others, okay? It's who is helping uplift and support the community, the world as a whole. It's, we all need to become that humanitarian that's thinking of others as well as ourselves, not to leave the self out, because we are a part of that humanity. We are not, a lot of us don't give ourselves the credit or the attention that we need. We give to others rather than ourselves. This is a mutual admiration society with all this two energy, okay? And honoring each other as being so valuable, because two in the tarot deck is the priestess card. Okay. And the priestess is that wonderful feminine energy that just loves to nurture everybody. So that is what the world needs to go to by 2022, is that nurturing factor of everybody's taken care of. Everybody's equal. And we will be in that for a very long time. And then the other important part of the 2022 and the 2021 going forward is this is the last year that we're going to have the double zeros.
Right.
Okay. So we're only going to go, we're going to go back to 1-0. So spirit's done its work to stir things up and get things ready to change. Right. And now it's going to be our turn to really take part in creating peace, in creating the new world we want to see. You know, the old saying we've seen for so long, be the change you want to see in the world.
Right.
And if we can all do that, it'll be great.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
There is just one more thing I would like to point out.
Please.
Every year has a Stargate month, and previously we've had 2 months within each year that we had a Stargate opening. And what a Stargate is when the energy of the year, like this year is a 4, and the energy of the month, which was April, is a 4. And then day 4 created a 444 energy. That's a Stargate. It's an opening of total alignment. It's sort of like the eclipses that happen in the astrology aspect, okay, when everything is aligned. And then day 13 is a 4 energy. So April 13 in a 4 year is a 444, and then day 22. So that's what happened this year. Previous to that, we were in 3 energy in 2019. Right. So March was the month that was a 3, but also December is a 3. The 12 becomes a 3.
Right.
So we will not see that again till we get back to a year that's a 1, 2, and 3. We'll have double months that have stargates. But next year, 2021, is a 5 energy. It's all about change and how are we going to do this change? What is the change that we want to make in the world? 5 as a temporary energy is always about change and movement going forward. And with that, May will be the 5th month. So May 5th will be a 555 energy. And May 14th and May 23rd will all be those Stargate energies. So you may want to take note of them and just pay special attention. It's great to make intentions about the alignment of who you are and what you're doing and what your purpose is. It's sort of like bringing your heavenly purpose in to your heart and bringing your earth presence into your heart so the two can work together. And that's what a Stargate's about. You know, and the next time that we're going to be in a 4-year again is 2029. So we've got a long way to go. It's interesting because 2025 is the 9-year. And from there, we go into those early teen numbers. 2026 is a 10-1, and then 11-2, and 12-3, and 13-4, and then a 5 again. So to me, it's fascinating. And I just love that above and below energy coming together and allowing us to raise our vibrations to a new spiritual level of creation.
I think it's amazing. There's two things I want to say about that. One is thank you for your assessment on the numbers of this year and the coming years. It's uplifting, you know, and there's a lot of things out there that are trying to convince us that it's a scary time and it's fearful. And the numbers, you know, I like to say the numbers don't lie. And so I love the way that you just shared that with us. And I also just want to say what an awesome time to be a numerologist. You actually got to live through a millennium change.
Yes.
That's so interesting, right?
Right. And I didn't become a numerologist till after I turned 50. My life was very different before 50.
Right.
So it is interesting. And I'm every day so grateful for just being able to be here and do what I do, because it's not work when you love what you're doing. I do. I get so much out of every session. And if you own 2 energy in your blueprint, you really should be in your ultimate right now in your personal life. And the 2 or the 11-2 is especially powerful right now, for you can, you know, check in with spirit and really move forward where you need to be.
Wow. So. That's exciting, because I think I have some 11-2s in my chart. So I'm going to take a look after we're done.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you, Ra, for allowing me to do this, because you always make it so much fun. I love being interviewed by you. You are great at what you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Darlene. And yeah, I wanted to invite you to take a moment and let our listeners know once again how they can find you. And I'd love to hear about your book again. And I think our listeners would too, if you want to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I am on the web as darlenechadbourne.com is my website. I also have a page for the new book that is freedomthroughnumbers.com. And I am available by email, midlifespirit@gmail.com. The book was so much fun to get done and get beyond the actual production of it.
Right,
because
I'm sure.
I felt so isolated. But it's Freedom Through Numbers by Finding Your I Am. And your I am is your PowerPoint. And when you can find that PowerPoint, my book is a simple beginner's numerology. I share a lot of my own story in it because I want people to know I didn't start out this way. I worked my way into it. And we all have those special gifts that we can work ourselves into. That's the gist of it. I have exercises in there. I have tools, a section in the back of the book, which is tools. I suggest that once you do your blueprint and know what your numbers are in the 8 positions, which are explained quite in depth in the book, then you go to the back appendix and there's word lists of words that also vibrate to numbers, just like our name does. And if you can match a word to one of your blueprint numbers, you can create an affirmation. I am beautiful. I am strong. Whatever the word is you pick. And that will enhance your windows of opportunity that you find in your temporary vibrations. Always when a number comes up in the temporary vibrations, that's one of your blueprint numbers. It's a window of opportunity. And then put those numbers to work for you by creating an affirmation and using it in order to enhance a movement forward.
Love that. And I cannot wait to read my copy of Freedom Through Numbers. It's at my house in the United States. And as soon as I get there, I will be able to open it. I'm so excited. It'll be great.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. I really have great gratitude for you and all the work you do. And thank you for all the opportunities you share with others.
Absolutely. Darlene, I want to thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. We'll leave it there for today. And I just have so much gratitude for you for coming on again and telling us about the numbers for this year and the coming years, because I think it's incredibly uplifting. And I think our listeners will get a lot out of it. And again, I will remind you, if you're listening to Darlene for the first time, go back and listen to episode 33, which is the first episode we had with Darlene Chadbourne, because it's awesome and it explains more about the basics of numerology and how it works. So thank you so much for joining me, Darlene. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure to have you on the show again.
Thank you as well. I'm fascinated with the number 33. I didn't realize that was the number.
Yeah, that was also how old I was at the time as well. I just turned 34. But
and what's the number of this one?
This is going to be episode 61.
Oh, a seven. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, sorry. Had to know.
Maybe we'll, okay. You know what? We're going to turn that little conversation into bonus content. So I'll stop our interview right here, but I think you and I are going to continue that in just a moment. Thanks again, Darlene.
All righty.
Big and numerous thank yous to Darlene for being on the show again. I love what she has to say about 2020 and the next few years. It's so uplifting, and we could all use that right about now. Darlene and I went on to talk about more fun numerology stuff. If you want to hear that, please check out our bonus content for this episode at patreon.com/upupandawaken. Darlene goes more in depth about the significance of episode 61 in season 5, among other numbered gems. Again, to reach out to Darlene, you can visit darlenechadbourne.com and also check out her awesome new book, Freedom Through Numbers. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you so much for listening. Stay positive, keep awakening, and stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. The Let's Get Metaphysical podcast is an Up, Up, and Awaken production. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. The show is produced and hosted by Renata Maniacci, co-creator of Up, Up, and Awaken Productions, a platform devoted to creating conscious content to assist in the awakening currently taking place on this planet. If you want to see more from Up, Up, and Awaken, please subscribe to the Up, Up, and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. If you're looking for more support in your awakening process, please consider becoming a member of our Up, Up, and Awaken community on Patreon. Patrons in this community both give support to the conscious content that we create, like this podcast, and receive support in their awakening via the community's offerings, including courses, live group healings, and an interactive community. You can join the Up, Up, and Awaken community by visiting patreon.com/upupandawaken. If you know someone who would like this episode, please share it with them. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Give us a 5-star rating or write us a review on your podcast app. To learn more, visit our website at letsgetmeta.com. The Let's Get Meta podcast is almost entirely listener-supported. If you love the show and want to support it, you can still become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/upupandawaken. We appreciate all types of support. It helps keep this show going. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.